Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive and go through the best methods of fitness training so you can escape any dangerous situation. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan Daily Rant. I'm your host, Sam Fury, and I'm running a little bit late today, but it's going to be a nice day. I did my first day of my lifeguard course yesterday. That was pretty cool. Just did the laps and the swim test. I nearly drowned trying to save a baby from the bottom of the pool. Not a real baby. It's like a brick with a baby doll wrapped around it. But because you're supposed to go there, swim, dive, get it, and then swim back. But the way I was holding it was like dragging me down. But then the instructor was like, hey, put it on your chest. And I put it on my chest, and it was way easier. So I wish I did that at the start, but it's okay. I passed it, that part. And then today we're just doing, and then yesterday we watched a whole bunch of boring videos. And today we're going to, what we watched in the videos, we're going to practice in the pool, I guess. And then we're going to take a written test, and then we'll be done. So it's a short course, just 2 days. So that's good. Get that out the way. Today's episode is about how to escape restraints. And it's how to escape. There's various times, I mean, restraints, as in if you get abducted or whatever, and the person's going to tie you up or restrain you from, so you can't leave, right, your hands and your legs or your whole body, whatever. And there's various types that you can use. So we'll just go some over the more common ones. So one of the most common ones is like duct tape or zip ties, right? Because it's fast to apply. Zip ties especially are super fast to apply, and they're super strong. But they are relatively easy to get out of. It might hurt a little bit. Let's say your hands are a zip tie together. What you gotta do is do like this, and then like you put your hands out in front of you, and then really sharply pull them both back, right? So, and the chest coming. But the important thing is if they're a little bit loose, you gotta tighten them like really tight, okay? To be able to do that. And it's the same principle with duct ties. So zip ties and duct ties, it's the same thing. With your if they're around your legs, you do a similar thing. You kind of just put your legs together, make sure it's really tight, and then just like squat violently. And they'll split apart, right? Rope. Well, if they tie you properly, rope's quite difficult to get out of. But if they don't tie you properly, and that's that could very well easily be the case that people don't tie you properly, you'll be able to just loosen your way out, right? Just shimmy through it or whatever. The thing about also with zip ties and duct tape or whatever, whenever you're getting restrained, a good thing is like the prevention of being held tight, right? So what are you going to do? You got to make gaps. So you make yourself bigger when they're tying you up. So then when they leave, you can get small again. You have more room to move, right? If they're tying your hands, what you can do is make a little gap at the back of your hands. If you're watching some video, you'll be able to see, right? Because from the front, it just looks like your hands are together, right? But you've got that gap. And so then your wrist, if they know what they're doing, they'll make you put your wrists like together like this and then tie you. And then it's really, really hard to get out. So prevention is a big key of it, but yeah, it's basically just wiggle your way out, and then once you get one part loose, it'd be easy to get more parts loose, and yeah, that's rope. And then the last one is handcuffs, and so you have to learn how to pick handcuffs. There's a few ways. You can use a shiv, right? It's called a shiv or a shimmy. Sorry, not a shiv. Shiv is how you stab someone. A shimmy, and so what you do is you put the shimmy in. You have to learn how to make it, right? I can't show you now, but maybe in the future I'll show you how to make it. And then you get the, it looks like this. It's like a little flat thing, and then it's got like a little D or a little D poking out of it, right? And then you, oh no, sorry, that's one for the padlock. This is shim, one of these shims. It could just be like long and thin, right? And so you put that in there, and then you got to tighten the, where the teeth are of the handcuffs, and you got to tighten the handcuffs, and then that'll release, and then you can pull it back out. But that only works if they're single locked. If they're like law enforcement or they know what they're doing, they'll double lock them and that won't work. So you will have to pick them. And that's actually not that hard either, but you just, you can watch videos on YouTube. Maybe one day I'll show you. I don't even have handcuffs here to practice to pick them myself. But you just need a L shape, right? And you can use just any thin bit of wire, not a thin bit of wire, but like it has to be kind of flat or whatever. And then you can shape it in the handcuff lock. And then use that to unhook it. It's quite easy. I have done it before. You need a little bit of practice, but once you get it, it's easier than picking a normal lock. Yeah. Of course, the other thing you can do is buy those handcuff keys that you keep on your key ring or whatever, and just use that, which is a good EDC tool, everyday carry tool. So that's it, guys. The three most common ways you're going to get tied up and how to escape them. Of course, you can't just listen to this and do it. You got to go out there and practice, right? Watch some YouTube videos and practice, practice, practice. That's it, guys. If you want to learn more escape and evasion skills, anti-abduction skills, check out www.survivalfitnessplan.com/evading-escaping-capture. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
If you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in, and see you again soon in the next episode.